Hey, welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Thursday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for Dispatching Live, where we're going to look at the load boards. We're going to talk about dispatching. If you're a carrier, if you're a dispatcher, maybe a family member trying to help out, or if you're a broker and you want to see what it's like on the other side. Maybe you're a dealer, you're posting loads on Central or other load boards. This is an opportunity to look at what do the load boards look like to dispatchers, carriers, what are they thinking about, what are they talking about. By the way, mic check, 1, 2, 3, let me check my levels here. Mic check, okay, I think we're okay. So do me a favor, if you would, you go ahead and hit that like button for me. Thank you so much, I really appreciate it. Also below the video, there's a share link. Click share. And then you click copy, and you can grab that YouTube link. You can text it, email it, share it on social media. And we're going to be live for 90 minutes. So please feel free to join us in the live chat. Say hello. Ask a question. There's John Cochran, LAI Auto Transport out of DC. Please do share your company information. If you've got a route scout you want us to help look at, post your trailer capacity from where to where, what you're looking for. We can do any kind of search for you. That's one of the functions of the show. And also, I do want to say this, that if you're starting out or you want to grow, you have a question, you want to talk about a running lane, just get some ideas about equipment, go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, become an ATI insider. You can talk to Ty. You can join us on a roundtable, get the weekly email blast. Let us know how we can help you. And with that autotransportintel.com sign up, it's not just carriers. We've got business executives signing up now, owners of technology companies. If you have questions about auto transport, this is an opportunity to start getting some answers. So that's what we want to do here. Of course, you can leave comments below the YouTube video. Obviously, you can do that. But we are growing a community. We do want to help. And on that note, and also, oh, we got a couple, let's see. Oh, Murphy Auto Transport says hello. And then Chris Chamberlain, hello, everyone. Hey, hey, Sue, is that you?
That is me.
Hey, what's up?
I'm here.
You're here.
Not much. How about you?
How
crazy
was,
day.
Yeah, it's a crazy day. We got through May the 4th. Be with you. We got through Cinco de Mayo, and it's only Thursday.
Yes, we had a good Cinco de Mayo.
Did you?
We had margaritas yesterday. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
You should show my margarita station that I have.
Yeah, you know, I... You should send... Yeah, I got it, because it's on my phone. Email it to me, and I'll share the photo. And, you know... As a carrier, let's say, right, as a carrier on a Cinco de Mayo Wednesday, are you able to celebrate Cinco de Mayo? Do you put it off to the weekend? Have you seen the TikTok videos of, I love the recipes on TikTok. It's a Corona. You drink the top of it, just a little bit, whatever. And then you add tequila. OJ and a lime on a Corona. Man,
really?
I haven't done it yet, and I don't know what it's called. It's probably called like TikTok Corona. But yeah, people really like it. I really can't wait to try one of those. I want it to be a really hot summer day. And we haven't reached that yet. It's chilly again, even though it's kind of sunny. True. So anyways. But I didn't even celebrate Cinco de Mayo. I didn't do anything. I had Chick-fil-A. That's it.
But we actually had tacos and margaritas and.
Oh, awesome! Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I know Cinco de Mayo is a cool holiday. Can be. Let's see here. We got two bears is with us. Let's get the show on the road. I bet you can't stump Brian. You have to tune in on Wednesdays to see the David on the stump picture. Well, right there, that's a reason to tune in on Wednesdays. Danny B says hello, everyone. What's up, Danny B? Thanks for tuning in, saying hello. Hello from Indianapolis, Indiana, says Rob Stevenson. Thank you guys for saying hello, tuning in. Hopefully you're having a good week. I tell you, you know what we could start with? Chris says,
crazy.
Do or do not, there is no try. ATI is the Jedi Master for auto transport. Thank you, Chris. Yeah, I was going to pass it up. Sue, do you want to, so you sent me, we've got a,
I sent you some pictures and I'm getting ready to send you my margarita bar here, but.
Oh, wow. So we have
an. Is it showing my screen? Because it's doing something weird on mine. I can't see you or anything.
Really?
Which is, yeah, usually I can see your face.
I can see your, okay. Oh, there we go. Okay, so there's my face. Yeah, there's my face.
Okay.
I can see your screen.
Okay, good.
Why don't you talk for a minute? Let me download these photos. Sue, what are we about to see? What is going on?
And you have a 2017 Hyundai Elantra.
What happened this morning? In a general sense.
Oh.
No company name.
Oh, just now, you mean?
Yeah.
Just happened. Yeah. Yeah. One of my drivers, I don't know if everybody's familiar with Louisiana, like Hammond area is where he was at. And it's kind of weird because it just happened to another driver a couple of weeks ago, but in a different section of it. There's a back road into that auction in Hammond, Louisiana. And 2 weeks ago, my driver took the corner, a different driver took the corner and ended up in the ditch. Today, my guy was, and he's from Slidell, so he knows the area. He pulled over just kind of to the side of the road because there's a big rig passing through there and the lanes are kind of tight. And it's so wet over there and so muddy that he basically flipped over the truck and trailer and it's not even a real ditch. It's just like a little area. But it was the ground was so loose that it just literally tipped him over. So be careful for sure. All right.
So I think I've got the pic. I'm going to share the screenshots. Because I think I got it now.
Okay, and I'm just sent you the other one just now too.
All right, so we've got. Let's see here. Oh, here we go. All right, so this is they're pretty low resolution, but that's okay. We can tell what's going on. Yeah, so we've got muddy. So it's like a mud bank.
Yeah.
See, that's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, there's no car. Two cars on.
I know, but there's none on the back, right?
No, we didn't have a third. We only had two. We only picked up our first two.
I know. Well, but this is what Brian and I.
This like, is if he had put it on the back end,
that's
he probably wouldn't have tipped.
I mean, well, I don't know for sure, but I mean, this is. I'm going to stop sharing the pictures because I don't want to be part of a police investigation. I'm just going to say this because, yeah, seriously, like I'm not a witness to a crime, but I am saying this. Okay, go ahead and share your screen again.
Okay.
One of the things we talk about on DOT compliance on a regular basis is proper load weight distribution.
Right.
And if anybody wants to know why super truckers and Stinger drivers, and I know I just ticked off half of the East Coast. But the thing is that there's a conflagration between super truckers and wedgies because of this. Mm-hmm. Because the decades long Stinger driver knows that wedgie, I freaking hate that term. Should have, but it's so stupid. By not loading a car on that back space, you're not putting the weight on the axles, and therefore, and that's just one of the issues. Then, by being top heavy and not loading over the axles, yeah, all you need is a strong wind, and you've got a, you know, potential situation. And that's the thing. So I'm speculating. I'm just a guy behind a desk. But with everything I've heard and seen, when I didn't see a vehicle on the back, I wasn't surprised.
True. Now, this guy has driven before, but I don't know if he's as familiar with a three-car wedge. He's been driving a box truck, which is totally different, as you know. So that could be part of the problem, but it does look pretty muddy there too. I don't know if it would have saved him either.
Well, that's the problem, is that it's kind of like when we're, you know, when us normal people, whatever, when we're driving in the snow and the ice, we know that if we add, like I actually have some heavy brick stone objects that I put in the trunk when I know it's going to be icy. To, again, put weight on the axles. Therefore, having better traction. It's pretty similar. And he may have just dropped that car. But and that's part of the problem, is that it only takes... It's kind of like, you know, all the other slogans, zero tolerance, and it only takes one, or, you know, one bad apple, whatever.
Right.
It only takes 5 minutes for the conditions to intersect and cause you... Yeah, well, yeah, what would be the flip of the week? It sucks. It really sucks. I feel bad for the guy, and I wish there had been a vehicle on the back. Then I would have been more shocked why that happened.
Yeah. Well, and I just told the owner, because this is a driver for an owner, and I just explained all of that to him as well. That even he didn't, it wasn't they unloaded anything, because he was just starting to pick up. And his next pickup isn't until Hattiesburg, Mississippi. So he should have automatically put one of them on the back anyways, because if even if he's turning at a light, I've had people flip over, especially if they're new. I always kind of try to explain to them, you have to spread that. And I mean, even if you have one car on, you don't put it on the top. You keep it on the back end for sure. But and that's usually when it happens, is they have one on the top and they flip it over. And that may have been what happened, unfortunately. But
well,
I'm hoping,
it's an expensive, I'm not going to say mistake, because I don't know, I wasn't there, but it's an expensive situation. And ultimately, you know, we're not here to bash. There's not a bunch of people laughing in the background and laugh tracks.
No,
because
it sucks.
It sucks. Yeah. It sucks for everybody. Yeah. And what we're hoping is that by getting the word out and talking about these things, it'd be great. Actually, it would be a long-term goal of mine if we can cut down the wedgie jokes. And, I imagine the day where super truckers have nothing to laugh about. That would blow.
Yeah.
So anyways, we covered it. Let's go to the load boards. What is going on the load boards?
It is crazy. It's up to 68,407. We were at 60,324 last week. So we've gone up over 8,000 loads in just a week's time.
Dang.
Was it 4 weeks ago on 414? I thought we were going back down. We were on the downward trend. Because we were at 59, we went down to 57, then we started coming back up again. So yeah, there's a lot of loads. I mean, I'm sure we won't get a lot of people asking for, you know, load help.
Nobody is going to need our
plethora
help.
Of loads.
This is going to be just one big show of Mug-O problems.
I mean, we'll do some gold bar stuff, because there's plenty of that right now.
Right. So. Okay, good. So we got gold bar searches. And actually, we have several. I want to share this. I'm going to take the screen for a second. I did something really funny, and I'm dying to show you. You want to see this?
Yes, go for it.
Okay, are you guys ready? This is a continuation of last week's show. By the way, I did get a couple people contacting me. They have an opinion about actual pickup, actual delivery that's different from what I said. But but I made a meme. Just posted another actual pickup, actual delivery.
Good one.
Isn't that amazing?
That's good. That is. That's good.
Can you imagine a room full of brokers, like, you know, that are in the penthouse suite of a 12-story building, and this is happening?
Yeah.
You know, because I talk about the Wolf of Wall Street and the champagne. Oh, my God. And when you look at the picture, imagine those are brokers. One guy's taking a photo. Yeah. Oh, God. I love it. Even if it's just me laughing. And I'm sure on the other side of this, we could make, like, you know, maybe the maybe what would be funny for a broker is a field full of care of wedgies flipped over, you know, just flipped another. Actually, I don't know who would find that funny, but very proud of it. Let's see here. What else we have? We have a little bit of business here. Sue.
Yes.
Hey, can I put some belongings in the trunk and in the car below the window?
Oh, my God. I just had that happen today, by the way, with one of my own customers.
I told him just to price me for
boxes. Okay. So I've been working on this car all week long. It's going from Texas to Oklahoma. And I tell her she wanted it only picked up on Friday. And so then I said, okay, I finally got somebody for it. And she goes, well, I need enough time to load up the car. I said, what are you talking about? She's like, well, I'm moving all my belongings to Oklahoma in the back of the car. Yeah. I said, that is illegal. I'm sorry. We really can't do that. I mean, I'll ask the driver if he's okay with that, but I'm just going to tell you, if he gets pulled over by DOT, they can confiscate everything. I mean, and they don't, usually when they do that, Jay, I've had this happen. They literally throw everything out of the car on the side of the road. It don't matter where it's at, and they just leave it.
I bet.
You know, it's not our driver's responsibility if you put this stuff in here to take care of it. One year I literally had a lady say that my driver stole a pink robe, a pink Victoria's Secret robe out of her car and wanted to be reimbursed $100. Can you believe that?
That is amazing. Oh, that's, that is so great.
Stupid shit, yes.
And you know, cut to a driver sitting, watching TV, smoking a cigar, wearing a pink Victoria's Secret robe.
I know. I'm like, yeah, like he's going to be wearing it around, lady. So
he's watching like reruns of the Tonight Show in his pink robe.
Yes.
That is great. Oh, I love that.
Oh, my God. But yes, I mean, no, it's illegal to put stuff in the car. Central Dispatch used to have a thing on the front. Like, you know how they put little, like we did that last week where they said they weren't going to do anything. But they used to put on the front of the page, it says, you are not allowed to put things in the cars and blah, 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 blah. So I used to save that so I could give it to brokers and give it to my customers so they knew that. Because brokers constantly will ask you, oh, is it okay if they put $100 worth of stuff in the trunk? And I always say no. And they're like, why not? I'm like, because it's illegal. And we're talking big brokers that either they don't know or they don't care. I would say with don't care. What do you think?
What I was thinking was that's another meme. Just told another customer they could put it in the trunk.
Yes. Yes, there you go.
I mean, because she was going through a broker, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And that never came up?
No. They never tell you that.
Right.
Until you get the load. And then they're like, well, we told their customer they could do that. And I'm like, well, they can't. And don't get me wrong. I have some drivers who are like, okay, as long as it's under 50 pounds, I'll deal with it. But it's the same thing, you know.
David says.
It's illegal.
David says, oh, does she want the robe back? Where do I mail it? Oh, that is awesome.
Yeah, that's funny. Does she have a lot of junk in the trunk?
I know.
That's good.
Oh, man.
That's funny. Shoot. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. We do have... What is going on with, what is up with this? And there's a grass cutter?
Okay, so this is one of my brokers I do not like. Okay, it's on my list of.
That's why I fuzzed it out.
Yeah. So anyways, and it's not anybody normally that I talk about, but it's just one that I don't like. Anyways.
Yeah, I've never heard of this one. Load, as you I've can never tell. Heard of them. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is a, you really? Oh, yeah, their loads are usually never good.
Okay.
So. Literally, I call to get this load, and then he goes, well, there's a fourth unit that goes with it. I said, oh, yeah? And he's like, it's a grass cutter. I said, you mean a lawnmower? And he's like, well, I guess. And he's like, give me the dimensions. And I said, well, first off, that's not going to fit on an open trailer because we have a hole in the middle. You need a flatbed or some kind of fully covered, you know, transporter. And then they, okay, so after I tell him that, he's, now by the way, they still have never listed that there's a grass cutter in here, okay? Then he changes the price down to $1,500 and still doesn't put that there's a grass cutter in there. And this is just happening, by the way, right before I got on the show. And there you go.
What?
Exactly. Yes.
So exactly. Wait. So, that is hilarious. God, that is, oh man. I think I'm going to have to use that meme photo and just update it with all kinds of different scenarios. Because it would be,
grass cutter?
It would be, I just told her there's a grass cutter. You know, like, oh my God. Okay, so, yeah, and this is where I think there's a lot of language like, yeah, just swing by, throw it on the trailer, easy peasy. You know, this is actually why I have the toothpick prop. Because, you know, forget about it, you know? There's a grass cutter in there too. Yeah, there's a, you know, it's not an actual SUV, it's just a couple of seats. You know, like, dude, what are you doing? And my guess is it's one of those, zero turns?
He said it was 60 inches wide. I mean, it wasn't very big. That wasn't even really the point. If I had a flatbed, I probably would have said, okay, I'll do it. But I want it for the $1,800. I'm not going to take it for even less.
Well, that's the thing. Number one, still, you need to include it in the order somewhere. I mean, just put reference ID. Also, there's a grass cutter. You know, whatever. With the dimensions. That's the thing, man. You had the dimensions when I asked about it. Just be upfront about it. But I know. That'd be too easy. That would just be too simple. You know, if we put the information up, you know. I mean, where's the runaround? This is like a Carvana commercial. You know?
Yeah.
Well, where's the runaround? I mean, we got to... Oh my gosh.
It doesn't.
Let's see. Only did two loads of snowbirds, always been overweight by 1,000 pounds. They always fill fuel tanks in Florida, right? Yep. Yeah. Is that at Mannheim, Cincinnati, or at the repo lot around the corner and ran down the road with all the cars running?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I didn't get that far as to where it was picking up from at all. When he told me there was a grass cutter in there, I was like, nope, that's not going
to
work.
But then to lower the price too, like that is so why there is a giant war of perception between carriers, brokers, and dispatchers.
Yeah.
It is a triangle.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because let's say you're the dispatcher, let's say you're the toothpick dispatcher. You're like, yeah, forget about it. Just send it over. Whatever. I'll have the driver do it. Okay. So the driver goes to pick it up, and he's like, what do you mean there's a grass cutter?
Exactly. What am I supposed to do with that? Put it in the back of the truck?
And the broker and the dispatcher are both just sitting there counting their money. They're like, yeah, he'll figure it out. He'll get that grass cutter.
Yeah.
You know? You got that champagne ready? That's the thing. So don't be that broker. Don't be that dispatcher. Because as many carriers know, they're left to figure it out. And
They'll figure their way right out of a job.
Exactly.
A dispatcher, personally.
Well said.
I have something to say.
Yeah.
Because I've been having a lot of problems with, I hate to say this, dispatchers, not my own. But I've noticed that there's more and more dispatchers popping up out of the weeds here. I don't know if it's from the show. I don't know if they've figured out this is a good job for working at home. But I deal with a lot of them because they're texting me for loads. Half the time, they don't know what they're saying, what they're doing, what they're asking for. They don't know how to send over the proper documentation. If you're a dispatcher and they tell, like I say, okay, I need a COI, okay, with my company name on it. And you send me a picture of a regular certificate of insurance with not my company name on it. That's the first thing that ticks me off when I tell you I need it with my company name. Number two, when you say, what's a COI? That's never a good thing to hear. That's my first thing of like, I don't know if I'm going to deal with you right now. And I've noticed that, okay, so most of my cars are on the board for $1 a mile or more, just because that's the only way they're getting moved. But when you ask me for another $100 or $200 more, I think we've talked about this, you're just pissing me off right there, because I can do 50, but I'm not going to do $100 or $200 more when it's already $1.05 or something like that. And it's like, it's a normal route. It's not like it's going off in no man's land. We're doing a normal, like from a big city to a big city. I get it that people want more money, but you know, and I know the rates that are on these boards right now are outrageous. And don't go around ticking people off if you've already got, you know, a good load listed. You know what I'm saying? It's just not the way to go about getting repeat customers and repeat business from that broker. I don't do it. If the load's not paying right, yes, I'm going to ask for more money.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to say when it's paying a dollar something a mile, unless it's going someplace weird. That's the only time I ask for more money. Like, it's like off my beaten path to go pick it up, or it's something huge, then I'm going to ask for more money. But if it's paying a dollar a mile right then and there, then you take it and you move. You know what I mean? This is like this. I've got one on the screen right now. There's one out of Indianapolis going into Winston-Salem. It's paying $5.50 for $1,500. It's $1.05 a mile.
Do me a favor, bring up your screen again, because I had taken control. And also, I like that we're talking about this, because like Rob just said, there's, you know, yeah, there's additionally insured, but there's also just a certificate. And you can't,
right.
I mean, that's,
right. And I wasn't asking for that.
And I don't know if it's easy peasy yet, but are there still insurance companies that are at lunch all day and you can't get the certificate and you're waiting on the load and you miss it?
Yes, because, yeah, absolutely.
That is the craziest thing. There are,
and it's a constant thing. Hey,
it's ridiculous.
You'll have to make me, it won't let me put my screen on.
Okay, yeah. Take it.
Okay.
Gotcha. Take it.
Okay. So, but, yeah. Yes, they do.
That is so nuts.
Here's
isn't it?
The problem.
Yeah.
Yes. And this is what I'm finding out. I mean, there's certain. Okay. So you have insurance companies out there that know this business and they know how important it is to get a certificate of insurance and if it's additional insured and all that. But then you have these little, like I would say, brokers of insurance agencies that don't get it. You wait for hours to get a certificate of insurance. So if you're a dispatcher and you have a company like that, like you just started dispatching for a transporter and the agent is new to the business, I always call, I always introduce myself, and I always explain to them how important this is that we get these right away, because they do not hold loads, and my driver's literally sitting there on the side of the road waiting for us to get this. And if you don't get the cert right away, we've lost that load, we've lost that money, and we're starting from scratch usually. So it still happens. And usually if they don't respond to me within 5 to 10 minutes, I'm calling them and going, hey, did you get my cert request? We need to get moving.
I'm pretty sure I talked about this in a video where I literally got to the point where I just kept calling, and the phone is, I mean, I can see it ringing in the office, and finally somebody shows up, you know, they put their fishing poles by the window and they set down all their beers. I don't know what they've been doing all day. Then they finally answer the phone and I've got to be nice as pie. I'm freaking out, but I'm like, hey, you know, I'm sorry to bother you. You know, but could you mosey over to the typewriter and you know, just clear the cobwebs off that thing and, you know, roll that ribbon back to one, and, you know, can you just, you know, I mean, it's ridiculous, but you're that's where we're at.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
that is.
I mean, I don't know why there is, you know, just an app. Well, this is why a lot of people pay more to be with Progressive.
To be able to get your own certs.
You can get a cert on Progressive. I don't know. I haven't timed it, but that'd be a short video. You could make a TikTok video and the time it takes to get a certificate with Progressive. There's your commercial.
Right. Right. And you can set up, I don't know if everybody knows this, but to set up Progressive is not that hard. All you have to have is the owner's whoever said, whoever it's under. Okay. Their birth date, the policy number. I think that's it. You just go in there and then you set up your username and password and then you're on. I mean, that's all it takes to do. Now, I have had it not work because the agent that's handling the Progressive has set it up himself and we can't do it, which I think is, I hate to say this, but this is, that's stupid. Let me do it for you.
Yeah, no, stop with the gatekeeper. Before. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give us access.
I have a lot of them. They're like, no. Yeah, they're not going to give it to you.
Give us access.
And I'm like, okay, that makes no sense. I'm doing your job for you. Let me do it.
I know, right? Let me help you. Yeah. Literally go back to fishing and drinking beers on the dock if you just let me go write my search.
Collect your money.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. In fact, I think that's the name of the insurance company, Drinking Beers and Fishing on the Dock. Two Bears.
Or no answer says, my phone.
Two Bears says, Asa Dental, I have an app that I can create my own certificates. There you go. Exactly. Oh, well, I mean, that's awesome. And it is a game changer. I also want to say this is that I'm not opposed to giving advice to other dispatchers really at all, because dispatchers are an important part of the ecosystem for carriers.
Yes.
It's just that what we're asking is that you find out what you're doing so that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
don't
ask
just
us,
wing it.
Yeah. Tune in and ask us. We'll tell you.
Yes.
There are so many carriers and so many loads. There's plenty of work for everybody.
Yep. Yes. I agree. And because it's funny is I constantly get emails from dispatch companies to my drivers and like we experienced that was one of them was that one company, was it Shipcar or something like that, that wanted to get more loads from him or something. And I asked them about their dispatch services and they would not give me any information about it. I mean, if you're wanting drivers and you don't know who I am, by the way, wouldn't you want to, you know, give out the information so that you might want to sign up? Why be kind of, you know, like shady about it all? I know part of the problem is you got dispatchers out there claiming they can do more than what they can do, which I don't care for. I'm pretty
scared. Oh, I know. The overpromising that happens.
Yes. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to shoot you straight. I'm going to tell you, you know, if you're new, I think you're going to make this amount, just because of what I do. And I know how it goes. And I know that different times of the year, you're going to make different types of money. And I'm going to just tell you all of that stuff. But the ones like there's one that's got a website and it says 3 cars make $7,000 to $10,000 a week. 4 cars make $10,000 to $12,000 a week. And then I'll, you know, it just kept going on and on. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't buy it. I mean, granted, my 3 cars do make $7,000 a week every once in a while. Okay. It doesn't happen every single week because it depends on the loads and it depends on how fast we're moving. And it depends on, you know, if the moon is aligned right and all the good stuff that happens. But it does happen, but it's not going to be a regular weekly thing or a regular, you know, yearly thing. Like it's not going to be every single week of the year because you have your slow times.
I'm just hold on, Sue. I'm getting ready for my new Dispatching Live promotional ad because, you know, the educational promotion doesn't work. It doesn't get attention. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna start, you know, like shooting dice logistics. That would probably you probably get a lot of hits. You know, or I see on social media like people like they're like. They're in Vegas with drinks, wearing outfits, and that's their promotional material. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would rather people be honest because then you're not disappointed, you know, when it isn't what it is. And like we just started that 2 car. We were talking about my 2 car last week and he made really good money. I mean, he made over $5,000 in 5 days time. That's not normal.
Yeah. No.
Yeah. That's not normal. Yeah. And he sent me an email last night and he said, I am so impressed. You know, he's already gone out and bought a couple of the trailers and he wanted to know what he would make with 3 cars. And I said, I'm just giving you a heads up. The reason why this 2 car is making so much is because of the season for number one. 2, he can take big things, you know? Okay. He can take big things. Whereas a 3 car wedge, you can take, you know, one decent sized truck, but you're going to have a car and SUV to fill your other spots. You know what I mean? And there's a height issue. Whereas on a flatbed, you can take two big vans. You could take, you know, 3,500 that's lifted, you know, that kind of thing. You're going to have more room, more space to do that. And I also explained to him that, you know, his 3-car would probably make about the same amount of money as his 2-car just for that reason alone. I don't want him thinking, you know, this is what it's going to be. And like maybe his 3-car is going to make, you know, $10,000 because his 2-car made $5,000. And he's brand new. So he's not set up with anybody. So being that he's not set up with anybody, for him to make $5,000 in 1 week, that tells you how good the rates are right now. You know what I mean? That the rates are astronomical. So anybody should be making really good money right now, truthfully. If you're running a certain route, that might be a different thing. Like if you're wanting to be home every day and you know how this goes, you know, there's certain areas you can't run and expect that kind of money. We follow the money. That's what I always call it. We're chasing money where we go until we end up where we got to go home. So that's our whole object of what we do. Now, there's some people that have routes, like they only want to go from New Jersey back to Maryland and back and forth or something like that. Those are going to be different things. Those rates may not change because there's so many people that do that route. It's not going to affect it. It's all about supply and demand right now. And these routes that we're running are like Ohio and Georgia and Kentucky and even Dallas. We make good money doing that. I mean, that's just what we do. So I don't want people to think that you're going to go out and make $1 million. I mean, a lot of people are telling people that, and that's not the way this works.
Well, and I wanted to talk about, you know, you said something earlier when people ask you for an extra 100 or 200,
mm-hmm.
what that bothers you. Elaborate on, because we know we always talk about asking for more money. But when someone just straight right. up says, I need another 200.
Yeah.
That's different.
Well, it is different because when you're already paying, I think the person that asked me for 200, the car was already paying like $1.40 a month. And it wasn't even a big car. I think it was an Acura, something like that. And it wasn't in any place weird. I really want to say it was just Kentucky to Virginia or something like that. And I was like, no, but that... It's almost insulting in a way when you already know you're paying so well for it and they just go out of their way to ask for that. And I'm going to tell you, it's usually dispatchers that are doing this. It's not usually the drivers, what I have discovered over the last few months. We're dealing with a lot of dispatch companies or dispatchers. And there's a certain limit that I always tell my dispatchers to ask for so you don't, because these are people you're going to work with again in the future. So you don't want to piss them off so they don't, you know, don't want to use you anymore. So I always say, if you want $50 more, you ask for 100 or 75. Okay. But you don't ask for, if it's already paying $1.46 a mile, you're not going to ask for $100 more. I'm going to ask for maybe 25 or 50, see what they say. We had a broker the other day that actually gave us an extra $250 for a car that ended up being an in-op. And we didn't even ask for it yet. We were getting ready to say those words and we didn't even have to. And that just tells you, you know, the quality of the broker, that there's something about that. If you've been doing this for a while, like I have, you know, which brokers are good, which brokers are not, which brokers are going to go up and which ones are going to tell you to F off if you ask for more money. So it's a process. It's a process of learning, but I don't want my dispatchers that I'm training to tick off a broker that I know that we use on a regular basis. So I try not to ask for too much money with certain brokers, unless it's just way, if it's way out of the realm of whatever's listed for, I'm not even going to call for that load, just so everybody knows. If that load's paying 35 cents a mile, I'm not bothering because they're not coming up on the price or they're not going to come up on the price enough to make it worth our while. If it's paying like this truck right here, this Jerry Hunt Supercenter out of Greenfield going to Lexington, I might ask him for six. I bet he'd do it just because it's one loan vehicle, you know?
Yeah. Agreed.
Whereas
that's a $50 increase on a car that's already paying pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fair.
Right. Yeah. And that probably wouldn't insult him.
But now, don't call, and call here, Greensboro and don't call him back. And here's another one. I just want to say this. If he gives you the extra 50, do not cancel on him in an hour.
No.
He will hate
that'll
you.
That'll really piss him off. Don't do that.
I don't think we've ever talked about this before. If you ask for more money and get the load, do not cancel it.
is the Maxima going to come?
She is so busy today.
Sorry, I've got a question.
Nah, I know you got a lot.
But
going on.
But see, like, but like this one right here underneath it, the Honda CR-V. I would definitely ask them for more money, but I'm not going to ask them for $500. You know what I mean? We're going to ask for 50 or 75 bucks more. It's still at 68 cents a mile. It's not like it's a, the biggest problem we have with this is it's picking up at Carvana and they close early. So, that you could use to your advantage as well, by the way, because Carvana usually closes at 4 o'clock.
And that's another thing. I'm glad you said that.
People can't get to it.
When you do ask for more money, try to have a reason.
Have a reason. Yes.
Don't just be like, yeah, reason. You know, I like the number six.
Like, what? Yeah. 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 You don't want to, because I literally had them ask me before, why do you want more money? So yeah. Be prepared to answer that question.
That's right.
A lot of times we tell them because the other cars we have on our trailer are paying X amount of money, and that's what the other loads are on here for. And usually that makes them understand it a little bit more. But then you get the people that say, I always pay this much amount of money. I'm not raising the price.
Oh, yeah, no.
So you just move on because they're not going to do it for you. Although I will have this, I will say for the last probably month since this has all been going on, we will hang up the phone with the people and they will call us back and say, okay, I'll do the price that you just said.
Of course.
It's been happening a lot.
Well, and it should. Well, it should because, I mean, it is right now. It is a carrier's market. And I think it's been a broker or shipper's market for a long time. So it's time for a carrier's market. I want to say this too. I was having flashbacks when you were talking. It was in my first year or two of dispatching. And I was working for this driver. And I don't understand. I guess he was the owner because he was in the office a lot. And he'd be watching. He'd be over my shoulder looking at the screen. And he'd be like, yeah, call that one. Ask for another 200. Call that one. You know, get another 100. Get another 200. And it was every load. And I started to realize, well, this guy's nuts. Like, he doesn't... That's what I was thinking. But then I started to realize, as a carrier, you know, another 100 bucks for moving a car 1,000 miles or whatever. So there is gray area there. Essentially, anybody that says, this is what we always move it for, maybe that worked in the past. Today, anybody saying that, just slowly hang up the phone. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep.
And then call me back 5 minutes later.
Yeah. I'll see you when you raise the rate. And I know you won't call me back because that'll be embarrassing. But I'll talk to you then.
True. Hey, we just had a listing that's actual delivery in Hampstead, North Carolina.
Get out of here. Oh, my God. Wow. Okay. So, wait. Actual delivery. All right. How far is that actual delivery from... speculated delivery?
Probably 200 miles. I'm going to say 200 miles at least. 28443.
I smell a meme.
Let's see. What was the zip code for that?
You know what? I've got to post it. Since they actually just posted it, I'm actually going to share my meme. Because, hey, hey, everybody. Someone in the office is like... I just posted another actual pickup, actual delivery. Woo!
162 miles. That's
162 miles. Get the champagne. We just told a carrier that a load is 162 miles from where it actually is going. That calls for champagne, my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well done, everybody. You know, you're not a real broker unless you can post actual pickup, actual delivery with an actual straight face. And Sue, you can take the screen over again. What do you guys think? What do you guys think of actual pickup, actual delivery? Is it actually a problem? Or is that actually awesome?
Yes.
Do you
actually a problem?
Do you walk into a restaurant and say, actually, I made a reservation for 10, but actually it's just me.
Miles away. Or actually, I want to eat at your other restaurant that's 162 miles away.
I realize that I'm here now, but I'm actually not hungry. Oh, shoot. Or, you know what, go through the drive-thru, order a ton of food, and then you get to the window, you're like, you know, actually, I'm not hungry. So, I'll see you guys tomorrow, maybe, actually. Why not?
So.
Shoot, man. It's your oyster. Live it.
All right. So, should we do some gold bar looking?
Yeah, let's do some gold bar search. And while we're doing that, what gold bar are you searching for?
I'm gonna look at Florida because I think it's still really hopping right now. So I put up with a minimum of $300 with a minimum of $1 a mile. So right now we have 846 loads out of there, which I think we had 500 last week for $1 a mile.
Yeah,
if I'm not mistaken. So this just keeps going up and up. Let's see. Like, here's a Bradenton to Birmingham. It's a van, so it's going to be a big van, but still, it's paying $1.32 a mile.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
Fort Walton Beach to Searcy, Arkansas, but that's probably not a good load. That's one of those companies I don't like dealing with.
One of your favorites.
Yes. Let's see. This is an actual. delivery. But good God, a 1500 from West Palm Beach. It's not going to Little Rock, people. It's going to Memphis, Tennessee. That's amazing, right there.
Well, it's catching on. Wow. It's kind of like COVID.
Yes.
You know, it catches. It's all right. Actually, we're going to start doing that too. I mean, hey, if our competitors are going to actually do this all the time and actually, you know, and that's the thing. Someone told me, well, it actually works, Jay. What's actually the problem? Well, I don't know what actually is the problem, except if everybody starts actually doing it and we say we're picking up six, but we are only going to actually pick up one and maybe there's a grass cutter. I mean, who actually cares? I don't see what the problem is, actually. 1935 Ford coupe, 35 Ford coupe, 2012 grass cutter. We don't actually know what it is.
Okay.
It is so ridiculous. This is how, you know, you've got all of these automotive businesses that are like working so hard with technologies and processes and regulations, and they're trying so hard. I mean, they got to make sure that if somebody sneezes on the back panel, that somebody wipes it off. There's all this going on. And then cut to auto transport, which is actually kind of like a Lucha Libre scene. Where people just, there's wrestling and crazy. Jimmy Superfly Snuka's jumping off the corner. Welcome to Auto Transport, actually. Unbelievable. It is so funny, dude. And I'm so glad, you know, I'm so glad we get to, we're right in the middle of the wrestling match with a microphone. You know, there's glass breaking and windows smashing and slime, Nickelodeon slime going everywhere, and we're in the middle of it reporting like this is actually going on right now. Amazing. It is amazing.
All right.
So funny.
So we're going kind of through here. I don't like these enclosed ones that are still only paying $1 a mile. I think they should be paying more money, personally. If we're paying $1 a mile for an open vehicle, we should definitely be paying more than that for an enclosed. This is nice if you were doing enclosed inside of Florida. It's $2.76 a mile for a Ferrari. That's kind of where it needs to be at, but let's see what else we got here. That's really cool, Jenna. It's in my head. Yeah. Oh.
Your girl's on, I blame
it. I just posted.
We got more going.
If you want to use the word actually or partially, or maybe, or whatever adverb sounds awesome this week. If you post actually, then actually pay more. That's fine. That's how this actually should work. But if you're going to fancy things up, and what if it said easy peasy? What if every other load here said easy peasy? Florida to Georgia, Volvo, easy peasy, sweet old lady.
Yeah.
Say whatever you want. Do whatever marketing garbage sounds awesome. But if you're going to dress it up, just pay us more. Because obviously, money is king. Just pay. And then you can throw in any adverb you want.
These are crazy. Look at this. The Camaro.
It actually works me up. Why is that? Why is that?
What look at these in-ops that are in Florida. That's crazy.
Well, and that's actually good to see. Actually, so there it is. Actually, it's actually good to see that those in-ops are actually paying. That's good. Very good. All rates need to come up.
Yes, all rates need to come up.
Yep.
Let's see. There's good Lowe's going to Georgia, man.
That's awesome.
You don't ever see this kind of stuff.
I know, you really don't, man.
There's one, look, for $700, a Suburban.
Where's the other one coming out?
That is freaking awesome.
I don't know if I've ever seen this in all the years I've been doing this. Even snowboard season, you can see rates like this.
I agree. That is a lot. For just Florida to Georgia for a Suburban, that is amazing.
I mean, money always talks. We could add another $50 or $100 if you want.
Wow. That's a good one. See that 3,500? It's just a cab and chassis, too.
All right.
Wow.
Going to Frankfurt.
Ooh, Larry Steigers. So Larry Steigers always posts amazing money. I mean, pretty much always. His stuff flies off the shelf. Yeah, Larry Steigers. Ooh, we got a couple. Let's see. Is the chip shortage affecting the auto industry? Oh my gosh, is it? Actually, I was just reading an article about this. And I'm going to be talking more about that Tuesday night. So, yes, the answer is yes. It's affecting automotive, which is affecting auto transport. It's affecting car buyers, dealerships. Abraham, I'm breaking into auto hauling, and I'm waiting on my Kaufman trailer, hopefully in July. Any advice would be appreciated. Cool. Well, Abraham, I'll tell you what. Here's what you want to do. Here's my best advice. I just posted a link, sign up with ATI. Now, you're not paying any money to, when you sign up with ATI, you're not paying any money. Okay. What you're doing is, you're going to go to autotransportintel.com. You're going to sign up as an ATI insider and that's going to put you in touch with Ty. That's the whole purpose of doing that is now you're in touch with Ty or you know what? If you don't want to go sign up, just call them, 417-483-2764. But when you sign up, you'll get on the email blast. You'll know what we're doing every Tuesday night. And either way, talk to Ty, and then you can either get on a round table when you're ready to grow your business and talk to other carriers.
I'm going to have to call him right back.
Or
we may have this other load.
Just talk to Ty, and he's going to ask you questions. Where are you? What kind of equipment are you looking at? What kind of customers, what kind of business are you thinking of growing? So there's your information. Should new companies wait to start hauling? As a matter of fact, look at the load board. These rates are as good as they get. So if you're new, this is actually a great time to start booking the... if you're new, we really want you to... get as much information you can. We don't want you to be the next flip of the week. You flip your trailer because you didn't know such and such, and it's all, none of this matters, right? We do not want that. So I'm not telling anybody to start now, but what I'm saying is we don't do that here. There are plenty of videos that will tell you how rich you can get today, blah, 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 blah. But if, right, but if you are starting or pulling the trigger, now is a good time to be booking off load boards because, number one, good money. Number two, there's so many loads that they're lowering the restrictions of, yeah, you got to be in business for 5,000 years or, right, whatever.
Yeah.
Did I say that right?
These rates on here.
Yes. Wow. I had a two-hour long. Oh, awesome. Thank you. That's so cool.
I just told her to have him go pick up Max and Max.
But I get hot yeah. under the collar wow. about actual pickup, actual delivery, and clickbait. That makes people think they're going to get rich the first yeah. day. That is so stupid. God, I hate that stuff.
Or clickbait where they tell you it's one thing and then you find out it's a totally different car. That happens a lot.
Well, there's less.
Or it's in a totally different location.
I think we're having an effect because I'm actually seeing less videos posted talking about how rich you're going to get right now. Thank God. Because for a while there, it was video after video. And I'm talking, I mean, multiple YouTubers. All these videos, got to get that money and freaking shooting dice logistics. And, you know, we just left Vegas. We're so rich. We're into car hauling. And it's so dumb. Okay. Back to the action.
Well, it looks like there's plenty out of Florida, by the way. So should we check maybe California instead? Because, look, I'm still going. Like, these are still highlighted. These are all just brand new dollar mile per cars. I mean, we're still going. That's crazy. I mean, if you live in Florida right now, this is this is unheard of. You should be making bank at the moment. But here's the problem. Going to Florida, now the rates are not that pretty. I was thinking about going to Florida because I wanted to make some of this money, but I couldn't find anything good enough to take me in there. So there lies a problem in itself, too, because they're still trying to do the cheapo rates
well,
into Florida.
That's right, yeah.
But
if you calculate your overall...
Let's
by the
do,
way, I just want to say this to Elite on the... he's been driving for 15, but new to car hauling. One of the things that you're going to face is there's brokers with loads. They're going to be like, yeah, but you're a new company. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So even though you have experience.
They won't be able, like there's. Yeah.
Please. Yeah, go ahead. Please.
And if you want to send me an email, I have the big broker list that I've made that what the rules are, what their conditions are, how long you have to be in business. So if you have to have so many ratings, send me an email. I'll send you over the list. And you can click on their links and just get set up that way, too, as you can. It's murphyautotransport31@yahoo.com. I think we should go to California. Let's hit California.
Yeah.
Let's do LA.
Let's load up those shooting dice logistics. You know, normally when I roll the dice in the load boards, you know, I'm hoping I find something good. I don't even have to look. I know it's going to be good.
I know.
Right? I mean, it's like stupid fish out of a barrel.
Yeah, I had a new...
It's wild.
I had a new driver that watched us on the show, and he asked me to call him, and he doesn't have his own car hauler yet. He's in the process of getting a 3-car, I believe. And he's moving from Memphis, Tennessee to L.A. And I said, well, normally I wouldn't suggest that. However, it is good rates right now, but I said that will not continue. Honestly, I don't like Memphis either. It's hard to get out of Memphis, but you're right next to Nashville. So if you had to run up to Nashville, you could do Nashville. You can do Little Rock. You can do Granada. You're kind of in a center. To me, for the future, I would stay in the Midwest just because LA is harder. But I think he has family there. So he said, though, he would go out for 2 to 3 weeks at a time. So that would make it easier. We run them, you know, out, bring them back in when he needs to come home. So that would make more sense. I do have a lot of people that call me though and ask me where they should be living at if they are a truck driver for car transport.
Yeah, I've had that too. Where should I live? And I never know how to answer that. I do want to say this, Silverman.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I do. Yeah. you like Ohio, okay. Indianapolis,
yeah, but,
Michigan. But those are the hot cities.
Would you? I mean, can you uproot your family and move somewhere because you think it's going to be a good place to pick up? Well,
that's what they're asking, though.
I know, but...
I mean, that's what they're asking. Where should they move? So,
I find that so hard. I find that it's kind of invasive.
I think it's weird, too.
Right?
But they do. They do ask me.
I don't know.
They sit there and go, where should I move? What's going to be the best spot? And
well, but I worry that I'm going to get this phone call in a few months. Listen, man. We moved here, and we're sitting here, and nothing's happening, dude. Like, you told me.
Well, that's why I would only tell you Ohio, Michigan, Indiana. That's why I would tell you those places. Kentucky.
Hey.
Those are all good hot spots.
Indianapolis is a good one. That's a good one.
There you go. He's in Indianapolis. There you go. That's a great place to be.
Are the other load boards paying better as well? I love that question. Sue, what is the answer?
Well, what other load boards are we going to talk about? So let's bring up what you mean by that. Well, so the main load board, obviously, is Central Dispatch. Yeah. They have a monopoly on this.
Yeah.
Now, if you mean by other load boards like Ship.Cars, what's another one?
Well,
One Buggy.
Well, that's, you know, and I think that's the question. What other load boards? I don't want to rank them, but can you name a few other load boards? Given that question, name three other load boards that you would search.
Well, here's the problem with that. Okay, so there are other load boards, but some of the load boards are exclusively for a broker, and you have to be a member before you can look at those load boards. And it's only their loads only. Now, Ship.Cars has a few members on it. Mainly Montway runs Ship.Cars, I'd have to say. And then you have ACV also has their own load board, but it's their own cars as well. Again, you have to be a member of them. And now they've changed the rules. You got to be in business for 4 months before you can sign up for them. Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, every business updates their rules. I mean, I don't think that's the worst thing they did four months. By the way, I want to say I did some investigative journalism, and I want to say something because you mentioned Montway and Ship.Cars. So this is interesting. The company that acquired Montway also acquired Ship.Cars at about the same time.
When did that happen? I didn't know that Montway got bought out.
There's an investment firm.
I thought it was What's-His-Face.
Yeah, no, you can go. So here, you do it. This will be the proof in the pudding. Open a new tab.
Okay.
Type.
Okay, gotcha.
AEA space SBF acquires Motway. Okay. See, AEA Investors.
Its fund has closed. Yeah.
Okay. It
says November 5th, 2020. Oh, so this happened like last year.
See, hey, go down a couple. See that? Montway and Ship.Cars have been sold. Click that.
To AEA Investors. Okay.
So if, fine, maybe Montway and Ship.Cars are two separate companies, but they were both acquired by the same investor at the same time.
Right. And I always took it as they kind of
run.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
I think they've done a really good job of you know, saying they're separate companies, and maybe technically they are separate companies, but Ship.Cars, when you go to their load board, isn't it like one third Montway loads?
Pretty much. Here, let's go in here.
There's no conclusion on this statement, but, you know... If we're going to understand
the industry, because it came about
It's helpful.
And Montway leads you to Ship Talk Cars to get their loads every single time. And you have to sign up for them to get their cars. And it's also an EBOL system and stuff like that. So I always assumed that that was the case, honestly, is that it was owned by the same company. But let's go look at their...
Well, I think it is, and I think it's two separate companies, but there's a link somewhere. And now AEA SBF owns both, so there's a certain link.
Okay, so they've got 4,400 loads listed on here. And generally speaking, also, most of these vehicles are always listed on Central Dispatch as well.
Right.
Okay, so yeah, Montway.
And I like
one up here called Beam Me Up.
And let's go. I like this load board. I think it looks great. I think the features are great. I actually think it's really, I think it's impressive. I think the technology is impressive. I've always said that. I've been saying that for a long time.
It's definitely better than Run Buggy. I do not like Run Buggy at all. It's pretty bad.
I don't even know what Run Buggy looks like. I've heard about it, but I don't know what it looks
like.
I'll
pull it up. I don't like it.
And to clarify, I mean, Run Buggy was on the show years ago, but I don't know what their tech looks like today. I have no idea.
So generally speaking, it looks like Easy Car shipping lists on here. Montway.
Speaking of, have you seen Auto Sled? I don't know what their stuff looks like either.
I think we did a load for them last week.
Okay.
Right, Jen? Yeah. You gotta
How about
sign
Carshipio? When's the last
thing.
Time
I've
you
never
saw...
personally used it. But...
When's the last time you saw Carshipio?
Well, Carshipio is different. Well, Auction Direct uses Carshipio. Okay.
All right.
Do they see? And I've never actually gone to their website to look for the loads because everybody that uses that, like Auction Direct, is the one I always get my loads through, and maybe RC Logistics may use it as well. But I always find the loads on Central Dispatch. They send me the loads from Carshipio to me.
Yeah.
So I don't usually even check.
I've tried to get on their board.
So it looks like pretty much we're right. 90% of the loads on here are Montway. Mm-hmm. There's only a few odd ones here and there. Nationwide, Freedom, RCG is on here. But I think RCG lists on multiple places because I see them everywhere. And I just know that if you're looking at a load on Montway for Central Dispatch, you immediately just go to ship.cars and look for the load there. My problem with their whole situation is they tell you they're going to get back to you within, 24 hours? I mean, we need to know further than that, closer than that, than 24 hours. What I've had happen, though, is if I request the load, I usually get a call within an hour from Montway saying, okay, we have to call our customer and see about the dates.
Oh my God,
I laugh
that.
Because that usually means load's not any good. Okay.
Well, and.
But that's typically what they say.
And if you do get the dispatch, they still, the VIP loads, you can't talk to the customer?
Yeah, the VIP loads, and you can't haul a VIP load unless you've hauled so many of the regular loads to be able to haul for a VIP, but they will not let you speak to the customer at pickup or delivery. You can only speak to the Montway rep. So you can't even call the customer to see if you can get in their area.
I mean,
because they're usually residential on a VIP.
So,
yeah.
And so do customers know that they're paying more for less communication?
Yeah, I doubt it.
Isn't that is the funniest thing?
That's true.
I love that about auto transport. Like, it is a zoo, man. I'm sure it made sense at some board meeting, but in practice, when you're the dispatcher and you're calling the broker just to tell the customer, like, that the carrier's at the end of the driveway.
Yeah.
Like, why?
Now, exactly. Why? Why can't we just call them and
do it? God, that is funny.
Well, and the other problem with those VIP loads, they call you relentlessly.
Oh, I know.
Like, that's why I don't give them the driver's phone number, because they call us like 5-6 times, one right after the other. When are you picking up? I'm like, I just talked to the last person. I told you it's between 2 and 4. And they're like, oh, okay. Ring. Another call comes in. We're trying to find out when you're. I'm like, oh, my God. And then you're getting emails besides that about it, saying, when are you going to be there? And I'm like, I just talked to somebody. And that's why the drivers don't like us giving out their phone numbers, is for that kind of stuff. They're trying to drive. They're trying to do their job. You can't take a phone call. It's illegal for you to be on your phone while you're driving, you know? So why would you bother the driver? We have GPSs. Super Dispatch has a GPS on our drivers. Plus, we always ask the drivers, you know, what's your ETA? That should be good enough. And then when they're like an hour out, we'll call them and say, okay, now we're an hour out. We'll be there at this time. Let your customer know. That kind of stuff is crazy. I agree. We should be able to talk to them direct. I had one driver that was like a detective sleuth from hell, and he would literally go around Motley and find the guy's name, phone number, and call him himself. I'm like, ooh, you're not supposed to do that. And he's like, I don't care. I'm doing it anyways. I said, okay, just do it then. Whatever. So, well, it, you know,
and the joke, I don't know if somebody made a mistake, but I talked to the customer and I was like, you know, on the dispatch, it says that we're only allowed to pick up between noon and two, but it would really help the driver if he could get there. It was either an hour before or an hour later or whatever. And they're like, yeah, we don't care. And I'm like, oh my God, they don't even care. Why? Why have we been given Reindeer a two-hour window? Thing. Who made this up?
Yeah, well, Reindeer says it's between nine and noon. I think they want you to pick up, and then yeah, if you call the customer, like, oh yeah, that's fine, you can pick it up at 2 or 3 o'clock, and then I have to call Reindeer and say, is it okay? And they're like, well, I guess if the customer says it's like, okay.
Well, we got to check with compliance, and then we'll call you back, and then we're gonna call. It is the silliest. Yeah. I mean, it's so silly. Golly.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they want us to do our jobs. What
is going on?
Let us do our jobs.
It would be like if you click to order on Amazon, and then somebody calls you and said, "Are you sure you meant to click that?" Yeah, I meant to click it. Can I just get my ballpoint pen? Okay, well, we got to call you back and make sure the ballpoint pen is in stock. We'll have somebody call you back. We're gonna call them, and then they're gonna call us. Be like, I just want to order a pen. Whatever.
Okay. Yeah.
Fine, cancel. Just cancel my order. I don't care anymore. I'm going to use a pencil.
Yes. I got up California gold bars. Let's see what we got here. So, wow. Well, the first one on the top, LA to Phoenix for $550, a Nissan Titan. Holy crap. $1.46 a mile. It is a Copart, though. And I believe, still, I know the Copart thing, and IAs in LA are.
That thing would
ass,
normally
so,
be $350. But,
try more like two,
right?
I mean, seriously, that's like, I just had a guy that ran that route probably, I would say, 5 years ago. You were lucky to get $175.
To find the real owner, you gotta sift through the shell companies and the tax shelter companies. That is so funny, Rob. It's so true. Oh, Lucha Libre.
Wow. Even okay, so Wholesale just listed one here to Tucson for $500, $1.05 a mile. Here's another one from Van Nuys for $425. Truckee, California's out in BFE, though. That should be paying that much.
Yeah.
Wow. Even this local stuff. But Santa Barbara is kind of a pain.
Oh, Santa Barbara really is a pain. I mean, it's beautiful.
I mean, that's made for
but you're not sightseeing.
Right, yeah, but.
No, it's yeah, there's no, nothing not driving convenient into about places. That.
Yeah. Let's see. There's one.
Silverman likes ACV. You know, I like what ACV's doing. I really do. They're moving a lot of cars. They've changed the game for the dealer. I mean, it is. It's a heck of a thing. And there are
a lot of my
customers driving. They're helping to drive change. That's why they were on the Auto Transport 21 the other night.
I will say, like, any more lately now, and this isn't me hauling for ACV, but me getting the release for whatever load I just took, I would say probably 50% of them, if they're a release, are from ACV.
Wow.
It used to be like smart auction cars for cars arrive and you know, ready auto,
oh,
but
yeah.
It's been a lot of ACV.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about the smart auction thing where you get the smart auction release, but then you still have to talk to somebody during a certain amount of hours. I'm like, well, what's the point?
Yeah. I don't know what thought. Yeah.
Why would you fax me a piece of paper with a phone number on it?
Well, I know last year when they were on the show with you, they said they were looking for reps over in California. When I was looking at some loads for California the other day, there was a lot of ACV loads out of California, so they must have got that rep. Because you can go to their load board and put it in order by state. And there was a lot of loads out of California. I think it just on Monday is when I was on there looking at it. That's wow. Yeah, these loads are really nice. Look, holy crap. I will say the Florida, I think, was probably better as far as money-wise in the plethora of loads. Looks like there's only 350 loads on here that are a dollar a mile right now. There's definitely more loads out of Florida, but I think it's because they keep bulking up in Florida. Nobody's going there because they're not used to there being good loads there.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, think of it this way, too. There's a lot of people that always go to California, and the loads down to Florida are not paying probably the same. I wonder what it's going from Arizona to California. We should probably take a look at that. I'm curious. So many cars coming out of California to Phoenix. I wonder if there's a lot going that way. Let's look. Because I had a driver that lived in Phoenix and he just quit three or four months ago. He's doing, repos or something like that. And he was doing this route, and like sometimes we were lucky to get $200 a car going over to California, which is crazy. What did I just type in?
Eric, can I give you the last six of the bin? I have a vehicle I want to pick up. It says it's in the TRA. Can I just maybe give you the last six of the bin if you can tell me maybe if it rolls or
come
not?
On. There we go. Let's just do
150521.
I'm not going to put anything on here. I'm just going to put it up here and see what comes up. We're not going to do a dollar a mile. I'm just curious as to how many cars are on here and what they're paying.
Cool.
So there's 88 loads going back over there.
And you aren't, so you're not having trouble keeping your drivers loaded right now, are you?
No, no. The only thing I'm having a problem with is this. Finding.
Does it have keys?
I like to do two and three packs. You know how I do. And I like to keep them.
Yeah. Are those harder to find?
That I'm having more. Yeah, they're harder to find. Or they're listing a lot of 9 packs. A lot of 6, 7 packs. But the problem is they're too big to take.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why that's so common. What is the deal there? Because if you list 9 car loads all the time, or 6 or 7, you know what fits on a trailer. Why do they do
right.
that?
Yeah, you should know anyways. Otherwise, don't list them. Listing like 10 2500s, I mean, come on. It doesn't even make any sense.
No. And those are usually the low ballers anyways. Like,
yes, they
you know,
are.
Like, yeah, hey, I'm going to pick up, I'm going to deliver over the next week or so, and then I'm going to sell my business because I made nothing.
Yeah. So there's still people on here listing this stuff way too cheap, as you can see. $200, and it's an in-op. I mean, there's other stuff on here. So
oh,
I don't
yeah,
know.
That
I
thing,
mean,
man, that's not going anywhere.
No.
I can't do it. My
brain is. No, and here's another $200.
No, it's not.
Really? Really? I'm not going to say, but look at this.
Oh, man, that is such a red load. And you know, it's okay that we say these things. We're not saying the company name. Hopefully it's a typo and it's a Corvette.
I hope it's a typo.
No.
What's weird is look right up here. No, I don't think so either. Cause look at this. Yeah. So I think it's a typo. I think someone screwed up when they put it in.
It's gotta be. Better be.
I mean, the only way to check it would be to go to their load board and check it out.
Call and say, if you add a zero, we're going to pick it up today.
Yeah. But see, there's still people listing this stuff on here for $200. Okay, well, but these are people that I've seen listing for $150. So I guess $200 for them is an upraise for them.
And so when you call it, they go, hey, can you do it for $50 less?
Probably. That would not shock me in the slightest.
If that's okay. Let's see. You know, make sure they have a forklift back.
I mean, it looks like they've raised their rates to go back over there. They're not as high as coming out of California, obviously, but there's stuff on here. Like this, I don't know what this is. I hate mix units. You have to go to the board to see what it is. It's probably big.
Or
maybe that's the actual Corvette and somebody screwed up. Who knows?
Okay, cool. All right, thank you.
I hope somebody manufactures a car called Mix.
Well, okay, so is this a screw-up too then? Look at that.
The problem is we're being nice. They're not they're probably actually serious loads. Hey, they're actually serious.
They may actually be serious, which is really actually very sad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty bad.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Somebody has not actually read the newspaper lately.
Look at this. Who in their right mind?
We do it all day long.
He's going to put, 2021s Mercedes-Benz for 56 cents a mile.
Now,
and they're taking it to them.
Is it a dealer swap? Are you picking one up and deliver? I think it's two separate loads and it's a dealer swap. And they're serious. After they hand you the cash, they're going to go in the back and spray champagne all over each other.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Look, and there's another one. What? There's another one. They seriously can't think this stuff is going to move.
Or you know what it is? There's no money in it. Maybe there's no money in that move because they already, I don't know.
Well, paid too much for the cars or did too much for the swap. But that's not our fault. You can't take it out on the
transport. Exactly.
You bought the cars.
You can't pass the buck onto the carrier because you've got a business mistake. Yeah, but you know what?
Yeah.
Try to explain that.
Yeah,
we do that all day long, Sue. We have always passed the buck on to the carrier. You're telling me I can't do it again?
True. Yeah.
Not today.
Very true. Let's see. So it looks like they're still listing this crap on here for $200. I bet they're going to sit on this for a while.
Well, this is what's so great about the buffet is that when they bring out the fresh, you know, scalloped potatoes, it's nice and creamy and hot at the top. But if you dig deep enough, you can find that really cold stuff from last week. And there you go.
Right.
There it is.
Yeah. Because they've listed a lot.
There's
Oh, my God. Look at that. I'm really having a hard time here. I really am.
Wow.
That's a red card, Jay.
It is a red card, and it's a double red card. And here's the thing is that, let's say you book that. You made nothing.
No.
You're actually contributing your blood, sweat, tears, and equipment to help move that.
Yeah.
You're not even breaking even.
Them. No.
Now, the thing is, here's the thing. Those four vehicles, somebody is going to say, maybe, but if you're already going that way and you're a nine car, at least you're not driving empty, right? At least you're not driving empty.
Yeah, electric. They're going to say that.
Somebody's going to say that. Hey, at least you're not driving empty. Yeah, but I'm not making any money. Are you going to help me pay the rent next month?
Yeah.
I probably have taken this joke too far. Hey, you know what?
There's another one.
There's another one? I can't look. Here's what we need to do.
I can't look.
What we need to do is we're running out of time. Okay. And what we can't do is we can't skip Larry again this week. We skipped him last week. We were so
okay, let's hear Larry.
So before we do Larry, though, we have got to do...
Oh, Wheel of Cups.
Mug-O-Problems. These are actual problems. Actual problems and actual dispatching. Let's see what we got here. Oh, I always say this. This is a good one. It's small. It's short. It's only four words. Dealing with technology problems. Oh, my God. When you're trying to get, let's say your computer's not working right or your PDF's not working right or your printer, when your printer won't work or your fax machine won't work and you're trying to do your job. Yes. It is ridiculous when you're having technology problems. Yes. Or your internet, right? Your internet's down, your electricity. Yes. Technology problems when you're trying to dispatch suck so bad.
Yes, they do. I agree. I was crawling around on the floor last week trying to get a mouse to work, remember, while the show was taking place.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. I was crawling around on the floor trying to get my mouse to work. God, that's funny, Sue.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I love that. That visual is almost as good as the pink Victoria's Secret robe that John is wearing. God.
With fuzzy slippers.
Oh, with the fuzzy slippers. And he's got to have a cigar. All right, here we go. Yes. Don't forget to go to dispatchcenter.com/AskLarry. Now, you want to do this on Tuesday nights. On Tuesday nights is when we reveal the questions. Now that it's Thursday, we're going to share the answers. It's a good time. Bring the whole family. Here we go. When was the windshield wiper invented? Oh. Yeah, I was thinking about this one. When was the windshield wiper invented?
Huh.
I know. This is really hard. I'm going to go with 1902.
Okay.
Anybody have anybody in the live chat have a guess? 1902, 1913, 1874, 1893. No Googling. All right, let's see what we got here. Oh!
Oh!
I got it. All right. And even though yes, I have the answers, I didn't look at them. I really don't know the answers. All right, cool. Sure, Jay. What is the most appropriate carrier pay amount to ship a 2016 Dodge Charger from Boise to Pittsburgh? Now, these are current market rates. What'd you say? Did you go high?
I say $1,120. That's what I would charge.
All right, Sue's got $1,120. Then I'm going to go to $920. I almost always pick the second highest.
I think it's going to be... Honestly, I think it's going to be $920, but I wouldn't do it for any less than $1,120.
Oh, my God. Rob says, I think in reference to those red loads, he would deadhead into a lake before he would take that cheap load. That's awesome.
Oh, so true. I'm with you.
That's great.
And if they told me, at least you're not going empty, I'd probably want to slap them.
And maybe you could call them and just call them and say, hi, I'm calling about load such and such. Actually, I would deadhead into a lake. I'm going to go with 920. Oh!
Oh, I was right!
Oh, you got it. That's a good one. Oh, Bold Auto Logistics got it too.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Okay. All right. Here we go. What is the longest continuous road in the United States? Route 66, I-75, Route 6, or Route 20?
It's 66.
I'm going to go with 66. I know that one the best. Whatever that means, but that's what I'm going to pick. Anybody else? Oh!
No way. Really?
Route 20.
Okay. It was 20.
Shoot. Oh, man.
It must be across the country. I don't know. So we just said two. Where's that?
Is that north?
New York to Oregon, is what Jen said.
New York to Oregon. Wow.
It actually goes in Massachusetts, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, all the way up to Massachusetts, she said.
Mm. That's what Google says.
That is funny. Okay.
I don't travel that a lot, apparently.
Yeah, That is really an interesting, man. That's a stumper. That's David on the stump. Yep. Here we go. What is the most appropriate carrier pay to ship a 2018 Toyota Yaris from Houston to Bismarck, North Dakota?
Okay, so here's the real answer. You couldn't pay me enough money to go up to North Dakota.
This is where Rob would deadhead into a lake.
But it better be 10-10. I can tell you that.
I agree with you. I think it should be 10-10.
Because you're never getting out of here. Oh, no way.
Oh.
No way.
What? It is Houston.
No
but
way.
But still, yeah. No, wow.
A Yaris.
Wow.
From
wow.
Houston to North Dakota.
Wow. I wonder if Mark's...
$795.
Wow. That is a shocker. That is...
That's crazy.
Wow. That is, man. Yeah,
I'd take
Bolt,
that to go to Omaha.
Bolt's
that's as
got
far
10,
as I go. 10,
yeah. I mean, we're on the same... I think we've had all the same answers. Bolt?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, wow. That is wild. Okay,
Gary,
here we go.
You're wrong.
One left. Which of the following dispatch center features will search loads and automatically create the most profitable route for you? The fishing pond, loadifications, route scout, or search loads? So I think it's route scout.
I think it's route scout. I think it is too.
And Mark's going to be on the show Tuesday night, so we're going to get the answer to this. This will be good.
Yeah, I think it's route scout too.
Yeah, I know fishing pond is where you can. Fishing pond is negotiate. Loadifications is if a load pops up and it might be on your route.
Yeah. Search
loads
is just a search.
But see, it's got to be route scout. Let's go with that.
It used to be monkey. Was it monkey? What was it? Monkey.
Dispatch monkey. Yeah. I think that was the.
Dispatch monkey used to be route scout, I think.
I think that was the previous.
That's why I think it's route scout. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome.
Hey, ding dong. Got it.
Ding dong. That's great. We got it.
Two Bears said, fire that guy.
I know, right? Two Bears. Ouch.
Well, Larry was wrong about Houston and North Dakota.
So. Oh, man. Yeah, that one is harsh. That was harsh. But that's a lot of fun. Thank you so much, Market Superflow Systems. And do go to dispatchcenter.com if you're not signed up. Sue, do you ever check Dispatch Center?
Every once in a while when a company has a Truckify load on there, I'll click on the link.
Oh yeah.
Like I told you before I've had issues with it.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It's not issues with Truckify themselves. It's issues with, like, we used to get all of our loads through Anew that way, and then they said they weren't getting our notices. Mm. I think it's fixed now.
So is it
but
was
then
a
there was a guy
glitch.
That I had a Yeah, but yeah. then there was the guy that I contacted Mark about that was a car out of Iowa going someplace, and he had it listed for, I don't know, let's just say $1,300, and then I called, I asked for it on Truckify, and when he calls me about it, he tells me it was only paying $600, and I let Mark know that there was something shady going on with that, but I know Dispatch Center has mainly most of the same stuff that Central does. I do use it for getting loads, though.
Well, one of the things that I appreciate, Mark has always got his ear to the ground and he's always asking, you know, what features will help you, what's not working, and he wants to know. And so Tuesday night's going to be a great show. Carrier Load Boss with Dispatch Center and Superflow Systems, and it's going to be quite an interesting night. So that's Tuesday night.
Cool. I love Mark. Mark's great. And I think he has a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if he could somehow get past Central, he might be able to rock that thing. But I think that's going to be the biggest issue.
On that note, before we go, share your screen for me, will you?
Okay.
I found this so interesting, and I want you to pull this up.
Okay.
Will you go to metroloads.com?
Yeah. You want me to go into somebody's account or just leave it? What do you want me to do?
Yeah. Go ahead and log. Yeah, log in for me.
What's the best extension or number?
I want you to be on the search loads screen, which is, I think, where you'll be, right?
Okay. Right here. Yes.
Okay. When I just loaded this the other day, I thought I double-taked. I thought I was at Central.
Oh, because it's orange now?
Okay.
Is that what you mean?
I don't want to cause a problem. But, look at the search filter window. Doesn't that look just like Central's? Except Central just got rid of that. Right?
Well, yeah, but it's been like that. That's the way the search has always been. Usually I don't use it. Usually I
put
in the order ID down here. But what I've had noticed lately, almost every load that you put in here says there's no load, so you have to go up to the search and find it that way, and it gives you the list of the cars.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe because I don't dispatch every day, so I apologize if I'm wrong. Let me ask it this way. Did they update? Okay. Are there other updates on this load board that are working for you? What's going on with Metro Loads? I mean, is it better? Has it changed?
My only
problem, does it look different? I don't know. I actually don't know.
I mean, they've changed the color of it. I don't know if they really. It looks a whole lot.
So they changed the color. Okay.
Yeah. That's about it. Because I think it was blue before, and I changed this probably about I'd say a month or so ago.
So they've changed the color.
But
that's good. That's progress.
I haven't really seen anything different.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe there's more coming.
Having a hard time getting a hold of them. Yeah.
Oh, you've had a hard time getting a hold of them?
Yeah. I mean, that's been going on for months. I mean, honestly, if you chat, you have to wait in line for forever. If you call, you have to call repeatedly. The other thing I've had noticed, they've been giving a lot of loads out lately that are not accurate, like the cars aren't there, or they're not giving phone numbers. And then when you call them and tell them you need help, they're like, well, look at this. And you call that number and that's not right either. That person never worked there and stuff like that. So I don't think they're the team that maybe is the marketing team is what I'm going to guess and say, because that's how Rat does it. They're not verifying the information correctly before they're putting it on the board. So I can't really blame the dispatchers, because I think that's a whole separate team, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, this is...
Because Ready Auto does the same thing.
This is all interesting lead-in. It's funny you said Ready Auto, because we got a show coming up. A week from Tuesday night is the mobile app Tug of War. And you've mentioned a couple things about their mobile app that... What difficulties are you having right now with the way dispatches are done through the mobile app?
So for everybody, or just are we talking about Ready Auto?
Metro.
They all have their different own apps.
Metro.
Okay, so
that's exactly
Metro,
right.
Okay.
Please finish.
So Metro has Velocity. It does work part of the time. It doesn't the other part of the time. My problem with Velocity is this. It's an app that you cannot access. Like the driver takes pictures, you're never allowed to look at them after they're already sent through the system. And I had a problem with John, and he delivered a vehicle that they tried to claim damage on. He had to pay part of it, but they tried to claim more damage than what there really was. And they were looking at pictures not from, they told us we couldn't see our own pictures, because he even had his pictures on Super Dispatch. They said that was inconsequential. They did not care about our pictures from Super Dispatch. And they sent us by accident pictures of the customer driving. They'd driven the I think it was an Escalade onto the sidewalk and broke the front clip off, and told us we did it. And then when we said, well, you can see right clearly your customer did this, and they said, well, you weren't supposed to see those pictures.
Oh my God.
Well, yeah, so I don't like using it. I have a couple drivers that use it pretty faithfully. They want us to use it, but I don't think it's a fair app. I don't know how to put it, that you're not allowed to see what pictures you took in case of a damage claim until after the damage claim's already gone through. The other thing is, as far as I know, damage claims should be talked to about with the transporter before they pay it out, and they just instantly paid it out without even having any questioning or answering with the transporter or anything. As far as I know, you're supposed to do two. Usually you're supposed to get two estimates, and then you talk to the driver and you decide what you're going to do, and they just paid it straight out of their pocket. And I don't understand that either, unless that's just something new they're starting to do as well.
You know, I'm glad we talked about this. Are you I mean, I know we're live and all. Are you available Tuesday night, May 18th, to join the panel discussion, Mobile App Tug of War? It's going to be quite a show.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably can.
Even if it's just audio only, that's totally fine. Because we've got, so here's the deal. We've got a company owner. He actually contacted me. That's how this show got started. He contacted me and said, hey man, I don't work with that company anymore because of the mobile app.
Of that.
And that's how the conversation started. So we built a show. We're going to do Mobile App Tug of War.
Okay.
Tuesday night, May 18th. We've got the owner of this company. Mark's going to join us. Beck is going to join us. Aaron of ClearPath TMS is going to join us. It's going to be insane.
Okay.
And we're going to talk about mobile app technology. And because he mentioned there's another company that will no longer accept his electronic bill of lading inspections because he prefers to use Super Dispatch. And he doesn't understand how he can't move your cars because he uses the wrong app. And frankly, in the middle of all this Lucha Libre, that is another thing that makes no sense. It doesn't make sense anymore. You can't, that's ridiculous. And
I
if it, and if it isn't ridiculous, at least let's get on a technology platform that will help interpret the different languages. We don't not travel to other countries because we don't speak the language.
Right. Yeah, I agree. There's still people out there using paper BOLs. What are they doing with
exactly?
Them? They're not allowed to, you know?
It's as if the paper BOL guys are better off than if you prefer a tech. It's crazy. So we're going to talk about it. We're so lucky to be in the middle of all this craziness with our microphones and our cameras. Sue, thank you so much for being a part of this.
Yes, true.
And hopefully, you know, we helped somebody out there in TV land. Thank you guys so much for jumping in the live chat, saying hello. If there are any errors or omissions or any opinions that you don't agree with or you want something corrected, send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Talk on the show, on a show. Let's talk. The whole point of all this is to make this industry better. That's the whole point. And I think we can do it. I know we can. We're going to be working on it week after week. So let me know how we can help. And on that note, I think you should say goodbye, Sue.
He's out of here. Goodbye, Sue.
Goodbye, Sue. Peace out, everybody. We'll see you next time. Thank you so much. Please join us tomorrow on Cars on the Move, where we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers. Peace out, everybody. Take care. Be safe.